From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with The Truth. Here's some of how the world's treating itself today, the 28th of April, 2009. Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter is changing political parties. The longtime Reagan Big Tent Republican is leaving for the Democratic Party, claiming the Republicans have moved so far to the political right, he's no longer comfortable in their ranks. Mr. Single Bullet Theory would make 60 in the Democratic Senatorial Caucus, 58 actual members of the Democratic Party, once Minnesota's Senator-elect Al Franken gets past the grand obsolete party's obstructionist shenanigans in that state, and two independents, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Holy Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, who caucus with the Democrats. Remember in your American history books in school the term Whig. In stateside terms, that was a political party, WHIG, active against the Democratic Party in the days before the Republicans came along. In fact, Abraham Lincoln was a Whig when he was elected to Congress in 1846, and as a Whig, Lincoln would deliver passionate speeches against the U.S.-Mexican War. When the Republican Party was founded in 1854, most Whigs followed Lincoln over to the new group, and the Whig Party pretty much evaporated by 1856. But now there's an attempt to form a new Whig Party in the United States, a supposedly moderate party between the modern-day far-right Republicans and the barely left-of-center Democrats. The new Whigs allegedly support energy independence, withdrawal of most troops from Iraq, more state power to spend federal money, tax breaks for American companies who remove operations from China, and preservation of gun rights. They claim to already have 20,000 members in their 21st century United States. Should you want more information, their website address is modernwhig.com. That's modernwhig.org. Fat Tony Scalia sees no problem in banning terminology from television and radio if it hurts what he calls the foul-mouthed glitterati from Hollywood. Thus, in a 5-4 decision today, the United States Supreme Court ruled that it was perfectly okay if the federal communications corruption fined both networks and local TV and radio stations for broadcasting some words that I hear on SunTran buses every day. I have an idea on what Fat Tony Scalia can do with this ruling, but I leave it up to you to imagine what that might be. After all, I'm kind of tired right now, and you might actually come up with a little something more entertaining than I can at the moment. Carrie Prejean, Miss California, USA, is still whining about how her responding negatively to a question about same-gender marriage allegedly cost her the Miss USA title and a shot at becoming Miss Universe. Now it appears that the website of her church, The Rock Church in San Diego, displays debunked claims that child molestation is central to the so-called homosexual agenda put forward by disgraced junk scientist Paul Cameron 24 years ago. It was these claims, including the patently bogus allegation that one out of every three sexual attacks on children was by gay or bisexual men, that led the American Psychological Association to expel Cameron from their membership, and both the American Sociological Association and the Canadian Psychological Association to join in condemning Cameron's hate campaigning. And Cameron's propaganda arm, something that he calls the Family Research Institute, is listed as an official hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. A disabled gay father and his children have won a reversal of a decision by the Bush-era Social Security Administration, initially denying them benefits 3 years ago. Gary Day of Tampa, Florida, filed for child insurance benefits for his children in February 2006, but did not receive them due to unspecified legal questions and policy issues, apparently relating to Day's sexual orientation. Lambda Legal filed suit against the SSA on Day's behalf last May. The SSA finally granted the benefits this month. Three men have been acquitted of charges that they assisted in the 2005 London suicide bombings. Two of them, however, Wahid Ali and Mohammed Shakil, have been convicted of conspiring to attend a terrorist training camp, and they will be sentenced on that charge tomorrow. The third defendant, Sadir Salim, was acquitted on both counts. They are the only three people charged in any way in the matter. An earlier trial resulted in a conflicted jury. Some think tank or other calling itself the Mercer Group has just issued its list of the best cities in the world to live in. It claims the 10 best cities of 2009 are from number 10 to number 1, Sydney, Australia, Bern, Switzerland, Frankfurt, Munich, and Dusseldorf, all in Germany, Auckland, New Zealand, Vancouver, Canada, Geneva and Zurich, Switzerland, and in the top spot, Vienna, Austria. The highest-ranked U.S. city is Honolulu, rated number 29, with San Francisco right behind at number 30. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days in this program, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one more thing today. It looks almost like a case of bad cop, no donut for you. A German police detective faces charges of armed robbery after he allegedly walked into a bank without a mask, held up tellers with his police-issued pistol, and made his getaway in an unmarked patrol car. Jürgen Richter got away with close to the equivalent of $12,000 before a closed-circuit TV recording led police to the 55-year-old man who they say robbed the Baden-Württemberg bank, according to Ananova. A police spokesman, Norbert Schetzel, said Richter was having severe financial problems and wanted to solve them quickly. Schetzel said that he may have well as just walked into the bank, told them his name and where police would be able to find him afterwards. The inept robber had dealt with failed criminal plans over the year, and Schetzel said, should have known better. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.